This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the most viewed video on YouTube this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So, for this week, what was number five?
Number five, and I can't believe this wasn't one and not going to be one for the rest of time because it's such a polarizing topic. We've got Yanni or Laurel, the internet is fixated. What are you hearing between the two? And if you're not familiar, you've been living under a rock this week because there was a video posted where this girl was asking, what do you hear? And it's a sound playing, and it says the word either Laurel or Yanni, depending on your ear preferences. And it's completely split the name. In the Twitter poll, 47% hear Yanni and 53% hear Laurel. It's just so bizarre that we can perceive as humans just completely different words. I 100% hear Laurel, and I'm not allowed to talk to anybody that hears Yanni. I'm not going to be friends with anybody, any of those folks. But it's crazy. What do you hear?
Laurel, of course. I was like, I don't hear Yanni at all, and I think the people who hear Yanni, you're liars. I'm just going to say
they're liars.
Something's wrong with you.
I know. I guess there's like a little bit of an explanation just in terms of the frequency. I guess people's ears that are more sensitive to higher frequencies are able to hear Yanni, while people more sensitive to lower frequencies are going to hear Laurel. But, you know, it's kind of like that what color is this dress thing between the gold and the blue a couple years ago. I mean, this is even more polarizing because at least with the dress, I could understand the other perspective. But with Yanni and Laurel, I just cannot understand how people are hearing Yanni. It's insane.
You know, that's funny you bring up the dress one, because at some point I was able to see both blue and the gold portion. So it's like, okay, like if you twist your head just right, you see blue. And then if you twist your head the other way, you know, you see gold. But in this case, I don't hear Yanni at all. Even at the, like when it's just isolated, I didn't hear it. And I was like, there's no way anybody can hear this.
I know. And then it begs the question of like, okay, what other things are we misunderstanding as human beings based on the way that you hear different sounds? And like, is that why we have different musical tastes? Because some people are just hearing different sounds than other people. I mean, it's just, you could go down the rabbit hole. It's just insane.
You're absolutely right about that. That rabbit hole gets really deep. But instead, we're going to jump to number four. What's number four this week?
Number four is LaCroix or LaCroix or however the heck you want to say it. They've got swimsuits just in time for summer, which is pretty silly. There's this LA-based designer, Eric Wu, that designed these LaCroix-inspired swimsuits, which is pretty funny. I actually saw a tweet the other day that was like, LaCroix tastes like when my foot falls asleep. And that was just so perfect, such a perfect way of describing it. I mean, I had like three yesterday. I love them. I hate them. I don't really even know what to feel about them. But the swimsuits are, they're kind of cool. I mean, I guess I'd rock it, rock a pamplemousse trunk, but I'm sure you're going to see many a basic individual rocking that this summer and getting some sweet Instagram content.
Now, do you think these are going to last the test of time, or is this going to be just this summer?
You know, I feel like it's like, was last summer like the romp him stuff? And that was like just a quick explosion of excitement, and then it just totally went away. I will say, in researching this, I came across a Guy Fieri swimsuit, and I think that will be something that stands the test of time forever. It's incredible.
All the flames, and I imagine there's flames in it, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of flames, him with his spiked hair and his glasses. It's hot.
For this week, what was number three?
Number three, Backstreet Boys. They got a new song. It's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's super generic and I guess kind of catchy, but I think it's pretty bad objectively. But you can make your own opinion about that. You know, it's whatever. They're all pretty old now. Everybody's in their 40s except for Nick Carter, who's 38. And they came out with a music video as well, which is like super boy bandy. That's fun. I mean, they're trying to keep it alive, trying to stay relevant. I mean, people are going to listen to it anytime they put anything out there, so might as well churn out some content and make some dollars. So I don't know. Kind of, it's some good nostalgic feelings to it, but, you know, it's not going to blow anybody's mind.
Uh-oh, Justin, those are fighting words. Those are fighting words. They're
well,
trying to stay relevant.
Backstreet Boys back in the day.
Yeah, I did. I rocked NSYNC and Backstreet Boys real hard. Yeah. Not gonna lie, yeah. those were my fellas. I had more than one poster in my room. Won't lie about it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
You got it. I know.
No, it's okay. It's okay, Justin. But I know plenty of women out there who would throw down for Justin, you know, and they'll throw down for all the rest of the boy band people. That's the only one I really remember out of Backstreet Boys was Kevin.
Yeah, I don't really. I know, man. I couldn't name them all. That's for
no,
sure.
No, I couldn't.
But I could sing.
Wait, one has Carter. One is Carter, right? Something
yeah,
Carter.
Yeah, Nick Carter, 38 now. I mean, guys, you know,
he's cutie patootie.
Old man, but
did you just say he's an old man? He's not an old man. Well, he's still young at heart.
He's on the way. He's on the way. He's not. I mean, 38 is still spry.
38, there's still life in there, I swear. One day, we're going to get to 38, and we're going to sit there and say, I'm not old, I don't feel old. And then we're going to look at all the young people, and they're going to say, well, you are old, and that's going to hurt. So you just remember that, Justin. You just remember that.
They're going to be making fun of us on the radio. Yeah, I know, you're right.
What was number two?
Number two, sports betting. Huh? And this was trending because on Monday, the Supreme Court, they overturned the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act that was put into federal law in 1992. So essentially it's paving the way for states to control their own sports betting laws and regulations. And, you know, it's pretty monumental just because, you know, Vegas kind of had a sports betting monopoly, and now it's kind of up to the states to kind of figure it out on their own. It's going to obviously create, you know, probably a multi-billion-dollar market. So obviously, a lot of the gaming industry folks are pretty excited. FanDuel, DraftKings, those guys, just because it gives them so much more of a wider use base at this point. But, you know, I don't know. It's interesting. So I'm not a big bettor myself, so it's going to not really affect me super directly. But, you know, it's going to affect a lot of people, and it's going to be interesting to see how it affects the professional sports leagues. I think that they're a little bit mad that this passed just because it kind of hurts the integrity of the game. But at the same time, widens their user base. Obviously, people that are betting on sports are going to watch the sport that they're betting on, so they're probably pretty stoked up about it. And then it's going to, I don't know, it's interesting to see how it'll affect Vegas, because, you know, they've had that gambling monopoly. They've been the place in the country that you go when you want to bet on things, and now it's going to be all over the place. So we shall see. But yeah, monumental decision, 6-3 by the Supreme Court on Monday.
Okay, I'm so confused about this. So does that mean my state or whatever state wants, they can have their own casino now? Like, is that what it means? Or does it mean that they can make bets in Vegas nicer? I don't understand betting at all. I just know to put money down, and if I lose, they take my money.
I would assume that a lot of brick-and-mortar casinos are going to be popping up all over the place It's up to them. And a lot of states are moving pretty quickly. I think there's some gaming industry that's estimating that 32 states are going to offer legal sports betting in the next 5 years, but they need to now pass legislation in order to get that in place. But some of the states that have been preparing for this for a while, like New Jersey and Delaware, they have already passed that legislation, so now they just need to get moving on things. But some of the other states that have concluded their 2018 legislative sessions need to wait until next year to kind of address those laws.
So what was number one?
Number one, it's obviously the royal wedding. We've got that going down on Saturday, tomorrow. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry going to be tying the knot. Very exciting, I guess. I'm not super into it, but everybody in the world is obviously extremely stoked on it. So everybody's turning to Google to figure out, like, hey, when's the royal wedding and what time does it start? Well, guess what? You can live stream it on YouTube, so check it out there. I'm not going to watch because I don't care, but, you know, if you do care about that kind of stuff, head to YouTube. Check it out.
Oh, man. So I can't help. Like, I go to dailymail.com, and it's like the British website, whatever. So they do, like, their little news thing. So everything's plastered with this wedding, and I can't help but love the drama. Did you hear about any of it with Meghan Markle's father?
Yeah, he's not going, right? But isn't it because it's like a medical procedure?
Okay, so this is crazy. So Meghan Markle's father, he staged photos for some paparazzi, and they paid him out. And since it came out that he staged it, he was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. You know, I'm just not going to walk you down the aisle now. And then Meghan Markle was like, no, you have to walk me down the aisle. You know, I need my father to do this. So now they're taking bets over there of who's going to walk Meghan Markle down the aisle. Will it be her father, her mother? Will it be Prince Charles? Will she walk down by herself? You know, so it's drama on that part. Then he's like, oh, no, I am going to walk her down the aisle. But first, I have to make sure that the doctor signs off on me flying to London because of my heart attack that I had. So, yeah, I know. It's really soap opera-y. So he now...
What were the paparazzi photos? Were they of him reading a book that said photos of Britain?
It almost was. He went to an internet cafe and he sat by a computer and he was just like Googling Prince Harry. That's what it looked like. Like that was it. So, and it was like the dude took the picture right over his shoulder so you could see what was on the cam, like on the screen, and him, her, the father just sitting there. Okay, so, and it was silly. It was like, whatever, but he got a bunch of money from it. So now he's sitting there saying, oh, I need open heart surgery because I had a heart attack and I have to get a couple stents in my heart. And I don't know if that's true because so much seems like lies up to this point. And then a couple of like days after that happened, her half-sister was like the one who's like sitting there saying, oh, Meghan Markle, she's just after your money, Prince Harry, run. She sat there and said that paparazzi were chasing her in her car and she got into a car accident and broke her ankle. And then the police jumped up and said, uh-uh, that's not true. We looked everywhere for some kind of accident report. This is not true. So all this drama is going down and I can't help but want to watch more of it.
That's all pretty juicy.
Right. Right.
I was kind of, I guess maybe I got to pay more attention.
It is crazy.
That's some interesting stuff.
And one more thing. So Prince Harry is not going to have a prenup with Meghan Markle. So she's going to have all the Queen's diamonds, right? So this is going to be some crazy stuff, right? No
wow,
prenup?
That is exciting.
That is weird. Even celebrities do prenups. I'm just saying. Yeah, you got to go look up some of it. It's so strange. You wouldn't even think that this would happen. Like, especially when it comes to royal families, you expect it to be more tight-lipped. But this is like your garbage is all on the street, girl. You need to clean this up.
Yum. Okay, that's good stuff. Well, yeah. All right, there you go. That's fun.
So for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
The most watched YouTube video, 15.9 million views. And it's about Laurel and Yanni solved with science, and it's awesome. So, yeah, revisiting the fifth trend of the week, and it gets 3 minutes instructional video. It dissects everything that's going on with Yanni and the Laurel, and definitively it says, with science, that the right answer is Laurel. So me and you are correct, and that puts that to shame. But it's interesting to see how it kind of shakes out. And they do look at, like, an actual sound graph of both of the words. And they're pretty similar, more similar than you'd think when you hear it, because they do sound very contrasting. But it's a great way to learn about what's going on and how most people are generally both correct. But, yeah, it is – the right answer is Laurel. Check it out. It's called Do You Hear Laurel or Yanni – or Yanni or Laurel, sorry, Solved with Science.
Man, I can see what you're saying. How was Yanni or Laurel number 5 when the number 1 trending video was Do You Hear Yanni or Laurel? That's weird.
It is. It is odd. You know, I don't explain it. I just talk about them.
You only know the trends, sir. You do not make them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, no problem. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.